Hello, it's Kendall Parts here on the Kendall Parts Podcast. I just want to start off by saying Happy New Year. And, you know, I have some things coming up that that's very, very exciting and all that. I'm trying to, you know, better myself. As a person, for my career and all that stuff. So I can't wait to share what is happening with me as soon as everything is finalized. Okay, so just talking about the Cincinnati Bearcats, man, the offense let me down, man. It's like, how y'all wait until that game to be all conservative and don't want to take no hard to take deep shots? Now, he was getting pressure, you know what I'm saying? The offensive line waited until that game to suck and all that. I thought the defense did well, considering that, the only reason why it looked like it was getting out of hand was because the offense couldn't sputter nothing, and the defense did all they could, although they're not free from criticism. They're not free from criticism. They gave up long yards for first downs. Especially on a lot of third downs. Like third and 15s. But then they did have some bend but not break tendencies with giving up a field goal. Or even sometimes picking off the picking off the ball, so getting interception. So, but as far as the offense goes, it's very, very, very bad for the prospects. Well, it may not be bad for the prospects of Desmond Ridder, because in today's age, everybody wants a quarterback. So that's good news for him. They'll take any, like, EJ Manuel was, I think he was drafted in the first round, and it's crazy. Today's age, everybody that wants a quarterback, they will draft one anywhere. It don't matter if it's dude ain't even all that special. But as far as like Alec Pierce, he picked his worst time to have a bad game and all that. So, you know, it's just another chapter in Cincinnati sports. It's not that we expected them to win, but, like, be competitive to try to upset. So you can show the people that, you know, this team belongs. And Nick Saban did say, yo, they gave us a hard time. We're on defense for the most of the game. They did. It wasn't really a blowout like the final score would actually tell you. You know, but because they couldn't, offense could do nothing but score field goals. And that's the disappointing part, because Alabama was actually missing some secondary players and all that. So Congratulations to the Bearcats on a losing great season. We will see Alabama and Georgia in the national championship. That's what they wanted in the first place. That's why they did what they did. But, hey, man. Yeah, so happy New Year to everyone. I'm trying to get me a new boo for the new year. Because being single is so boring. Alright, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Oh, I do want to talk about the Bengals. Please, Bengals, do not let me down. I need you guys to win tomorrow. Please. Don't wait until this is a big game. And, man, because we are so tired of heartbreaks. And we don't want the Bengals to risk falling out of the playoffs. These last two games. It's right there for them. All right, it's killing it with Kenny Parks. I'm Kenny Parks. Talk to you guys later.